Happy Sabbath.
大家早上好，安息日快乐。
My heart is filled with joy this morning on this beautiful Sabbath day.
在这美好的安息日早晨，我心里感到喜乐。
And I pray that God will speak to us through His Word this morning again.
我也祷告上帝再次借着他的话语向我们说话。
We are studying this week or this camp the theme of Israel, the champions of God.
这营会里面我们的研究的题目就是以色列上帝的斗士。
Last night we discovered that Israel in the Bible represents three different groups.
昨天晚上我们也发现了以色列代表了三组不同的人。
Today we continue with the first example of Israel who began as the man Jacob.
今天我们就加以解释这第一组的人就是雅各本身。
We want to understand why it was necessary that Jacob had his name changed to Israel.
我们也要明白为什么雅各有他的名字被改为以色列。
We will understand what took place at a fateful meeting between he and his brother over a pottage of stew.
我们也发现到他与他的哥哥因为一碗红汤的缘故的事迹的记载。
And we will understand what it means today to barter our birthright.
并且要了解到今天何谓把我们的这个长子权给借出去了呢？
Before we begin,
在我们还没有继续，
I invite you to bow your heads with me for an additional word of prayer.
我们再一次的低头做个祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
Today as we open your word,
今天我们打开圣经。
Guide our understanding of this man Jacob's life.
引导我们能够明白这个叫做雅各的人生。
Help us to see the mistakes of these men.
帮助我们看到他所犯下的错误。
That we might be encouraged not to make these same mistakes.
以便我们得到鼓励，不再重犯这些错误。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们感谢您，奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to take your Bibles today and open with me to the book of Genesis chapter 25.
首先请大家翻开到创世纪二十五章。
In Genesis chapter 25, yesterday we noticed God's miraculous answer to the prayer of Isaac and Rebekah.
在创世纪二十五章，昨天我们发现到了上帝如何以神迹般的方法来回答以撒和利百加的祷告。
We learn that God's timetable for answering prayer is not the same as man's timetable.
我们也发现到了上帝垂听祷告的时间表是和人不一样的。
And we also discover that when God does answer prayer, He often gives us more than we have asked for.
我们也发现到往往上帝在垂听祷告的时候他所赐下的福气比我们祈求的更要多。
Now the Bible does not give us a great deal of information about the early years of these two twins that were born.
圣经里面的故事没有记载这两兄弟早期的生活的细节。
But it gives us enough information that we might clearly understand the characters of these two twins given to Isaac and Rebekah.
然而所记载的却让我们能够很清楚地看到借着赐予以撒利百加这双胞胎的故事的情况。
Please notice verse 25.
注意看第二十五节。
The Bible says, and the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau.
圣经说先产的身体发红浑身有毛如同皮他们就给他起名叫以扫。
And then verse 26 says,
二十六节说
And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟手抓住以扫的脚跟因此给他起名叫雅各。
Now in these two verses, the Bible gives us important information for us to understand.
这两个章节圣经就让我们看到非常重要我们要明白的事。
The first thing I would like you to notice,
第一样,
is that the Bible's first characteristic of Esau was that he was red.
就是圣经谈到以扫的第一个特征呢，就是他是红色的。
Now I know that this may seem odd for us,
也许看起来他有一点怪。
But the Bible makes it a point to let us know that Esau was red.
但是圣经却很清楚地提到说，以扫的身体是发红的。
But it doesn't only mention this one time.
不单只是一次提到。
If you will come down with me to verse 30,
如果你继续看第三十节，
The Bible says, And Esau said to Jacob, Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red.
以扫对雅各说，我内婚人，求你把这同样的红色的红汤给我喝。
Now,In the King James Bible, the word pottage is in italics.
在原文呢，这个红汤呢是用不同的打字的方式放进去。
And this word pottage, it means in italics, it means that it was not in the original, but it was supplied by the translators.
意思就是说，这个汤呢，原文里面没有，是我们翻译之后加上去的。
So if we were to remove the word pottage, what Esau is saying is, give me that red.
所以如果我们把这原来的原文读呢，是没有汤这个字眼，就是求你把这红给我喝。
And then the Bible says, because of this,
也圣经就说，也因为这样呢，
he was called Edom.
他就被称为以东。
Now I know this seems very strange for us.
也许这读起来有一点的奇怪。
But I want to introduce you to something that is very important when you study the Bible.
但是我愿意跟大家分享一个很重要的原则，圣经研究的原则。
Especially in the book of Genesis.
特别是在创世纪。
When you look at the first time a word is used,
当你第一次看到一个词汇的出现，
It sets the meaning for that word for the rest of the Bible.
它就让你作为一个根基，在以后继续出现在同样词汇的时候。
This is a law of Bible study.
这是在我们研究圣经的一个法则。
It is called the law of first appearance.
就是称为初次出现的法则。
And so the first time the color red is used in the Bible,
所以当圣经第一次谈到红这个字眼
，in association with Esau and Edom，
是关系到以扫和以东。
It is in connection with the life and character of Esau，
这就是关乎到了这个以扫的生活的一个关系。
Now I want to show you why this is important for us as Bible students。
那身为圣经研究的学生，我要向你们显明为什么这是重要的。
When you come to the book of Isaiah, chapter 63,
我们翻开到以赛亚书第63章
the Bible in Isaiah 63 is describing God's power and His might to deliver His people at the end of time.
圣经在以赛亚书63章谈到了上帝用他大能的手来拯救以色列民。
And this Isaiah 63 describes a time when the enemies of God's people are trying to destroy them.
这里谈到当时以色列的敌人如何想尽办法要毁灭他们。
And now in this chapter, in Isaiah 63 and verse 1,
就在以赛亚书63章的第一节
verse 1 says, Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah?
这里说这从以东的波斯拉来，从穿红衣服、装扮华美、能力广大的是谁呢？
Now, if we have been good Bible students and we know that the first time Edom is used in the Bible,
如果我们是优秀的研究圣经的学生，我们就会想要第一次出现红的字眼。
We know that it is in connection with this color red,
是关乎到这一个红的关系。
And if you look up the name Bozrah,
如果你在看波斯拉这个名字
you are probably aware that this word Bozrah, it means a vineyard.
这个你就会发现到它原文的意思是讲到一个田地。
Now, Bible students should know that in the Bible, wine and blood are very similarly used.
那圣经学者也发现到这个葡萄园的葡萄和酒的颜色呢是很相似的。
Because Jesus gave wine to his disciples.
对不起，是葡萄和血的颜色是相似的，因为耶稣也把葡萄酒给他的门徒喝。
But he said, "Drink, for this is my blood."
而且他也这样说，你们喝这杯，因为这葡萄酒是代表我的血。
And so now in verse 2 of Isaiah 63,
那么就在第二节 以赛亚书六十三章。
The Bible says, "Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel?"
你的装扮为何有红色？
And thy garments like him that treadeth the winepress?
你的衣服为何像踹酒砸的呢？
And as we keep reading in verse 6, the Bible describes the utter destruction of the enemies of God's people.
那么第六节可以继续看到的这个敌人怎样尝试要把他们给打倒。
Now Isaiah 63 is the chapter upon which Revelation chapter 19 is based.
而以赛亚书第六十三章也是在启示录十九章作为一个根基的书卷。
And when you read Revelation chapter 19,
所以当我们研究启示录十九章
，and you look at verse 13,
我们看第十三节
，the Bible gives to us the same picture of Jesus with his garments dyed in blood.
圣经也给我们同样的一个形容，说耶稣的衣服是溅了血的。
And in this chapter of chapter 19, Jesus is described as totally destroying the enemies of God's people.
但是这里呢，是形容到耶稣如何的抵挡了、克服了、战胜了他的敌人。
Now, how do we know what this symbolism is about?
那我们怎样看到这样的表号的意思呢？
Because when we first study Genesis,
因为当我们第一次研究创世纪，
we see red in connection with Esau.
我们看到红色是关联到以扫。
Esau later became the mortal enemy of Jacob.
后来呢，以扫就成为了雅各的一个永远的一个敌人。
And as he is getting ready to destroy Jacob and his entire family,
而且尝试呢把雅各和他整个家族给消除的时候，
it symbolizes the final destruction of God's people by the enemies of God's people.
这表号性的代表了在末时上帝子民要怎样面临他们敌人的毁灭。
But at the decisive moment when it looks as though all is lost,
但是在那个最重要的决定的时刻呢，好像全部都要溃败的时候，
Jesus will come.
耶稣就会来。
He will come in the garments of vengeance.
他穿着溅了血的衣服，带着仇报仇而来。
They will be dyed red from the blood of his enemies.
因为他穿着溅了血的衣服，是这敌人的血的衣服。
And this is the imagery that the Bible begins to introduce by emphasizing the red of the life of Esau.
所以这里圣经就让我们一而再、再而三的看到了这红色是跟以扫有关系。
But in Genesis chapter 25,
但是当我们回到创世纪二十五章，
the Bible also gives to us some very important clues about the character of Esau.
圣经也让我们看到一些特别谈到以扫的特征是在哪里。
The Bible says in verse 27,
在二十七节，
it says that the boys grew and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field.
两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎。
Now this verse, this description of Esau is very short.
那么这里谈到善于打猎、藏在田野，是很短的一句。
But it tells us a great deal about the man Esau.
但是却让我们可以看到以扫是到底怎么样一个人。
Now we have just learned about the law of first appearance.
刚才我们学了这个初次出现的法则。
When the first time something appears in the Bible.
当圣经里面第一次出现这个字眼的时候，
it sets the meaning for that term for the rest of the Bible.
它就让这个意思呢继续的延伸到其他以后要用到同样字眼的章节。
And I want to show you how we use this when we look at verse 27.
所以现在我们再来看27节，我们如何同样可以用这法则。
The Bible says that Esau was a cunning hunter.
圣经形容到以扫善于打猎。
Now, this is not the first time in the Bible that someone was called a hunter.
这并不是第一次圣经形容到某个猎户。
There was someone else that the Bible calls a hunter.
之前也有一个人是称为猎户的，打猎的。
Do you know who it was?
你知道是谁吗？
It was Nimrod.
是宁录。
Now, the Bible gives to us a clue about this man Nimrod that we must understand.
所以圣经也给我们一些明示的关于宁录这个人到底是谁。
Come back to Genesis chapter 10.
回到创世纪第十章。
And look with me at verse 9.
第九节。
Now, in Genesis chapter 10 and verse 9,
创世纪 10章9节,
the Bible says,
圣经说,
He was a mighty hunter before the Lord.
他在耶和华面前是个英勇的猎户。
Now, have you ever thought about what a hunter actually does?
我们有没有想过打猎的人是在做什么呢?
A hunter is someone who gratifies himself at the expense of his victim.
一个猎户呢，是就是能够因为这个要被抢或者是要得到这个猎物呢，而得到他自己的满足的人。
Do you understand that he destroys someone else in order that he might be satisfied?
所以他要攻击某个猎物或者是猎某个敌人。
Now, a hunter is the exact opposite of a shepherd.
所以一个猎户呢，跟一个牧者来牧羊人来说，是刚好相反的一个心态。
Because a shepherd sacrifices himself for the life of those in his care.
因为一个牧者呢，愿意牺牲自己的生命来保护他的羊群。
And so when the Bible says that Nimrod was a hunter,
所以当圣经说宁禄是一个猎户,
it gives us some idea of the selfish nature of this man called Nimrod.
这就让我们看到这个宁禄他本性是有多么的自私。
But that is not all.
这还不止如此。
It says that Nimrod was a mighty hunter before the Lord.
圣经却说他是耶和华面前一个英勇的猎户。
Now what does that mean?
这又有什么意思呢?
After all, God can see everybody.
既然上帝能够洞悉每一个人,
there is nothing that is not before the Lord.
所以没有一件事情是在上帝面前是他所不知道的。
By adding this little phrase, a hunter before the Lord,
借助这个字眼,耶和华面前的猎户,
the Bible is giving us a clue about the rebellious, defiant nature of Nimrod.
圣经就让我们有一个暗示说到，这个宁禄本身是有一个背叛和反叛的精神。He
was gratifying himself in destroying God's creation.
他因为在毁坏上帝的创造物而得到自己的满足。And
he did it in front of God with no shame or without remorse.
并且是在耶和华面前而行，没有任何的羞耻和内疚。
So it gives us a picture of a selfish man who is cruel that does this in open defiance in front of God.
所以我们就看到了一个怎么样的人呢？是一个在上帝的面前行败坏私己的事情，却不感到内疚的人。And
if we look up the name Nimrod in the dictionary,
我们找宁禄这个字名字的意思,
the name Nimrod actually means we shall rebel.
宁禄 它的原意的名字的意思就是我们会反叛。As
you know, Nimrod became the founder of that great kingdom that was in open defiance against the will of God.
我们也知道宁禄后来就成为了一个背叛上帝国度的先贤的这个祖先。But
this is the first example of a hunter in the Bible.
这就是圣经第一次记录猎户的记载。And
so in Genesis 25, when the Bible says that Esau was a hunter,
所以当启示录创世纪25章说到以扫是猎户,
right away we have an association with someone who is rebellious and in defiance against God's will.
我们直接就想到是一个在上帝面前反叛上帝的人。
The Bible goes on to say in Genesis 25 and verse 27,
在创世纪25章27节圣经继续说,
it says he was a man of the field.
他也说到这个人啊,藏在田野。
Now this makes sense in the literal sense because to be a hunter you must be out in the field.
实际上来说,打猎的人当然是要在田野了。
But in a spiritual sense, this is also very important for Christians today.
但是在属灵上来说,对基督徒又有什么重要性呢?
Jesus said that the field represents the world.
耶稣说,这田野就是代表工作。
So you might say that Esau was a man of the world.
所以这个以扫呢可以说是属于个世俗的工作的人。
In this little sentence, we find a great picture of what Esau was like as a man.
所以在这短短的字里行间我们看到了以扫是怎样的一个人。
Notice the contrast between Jacob.
那么现在来看一下这个强烈的对照雅各。
In chapter 25 verse 26,
在25章26节
the Bible says that his name was called Jacob. He took hold on Esau's heel and his name was called Jacob.
圣经说手抓住以扫的脚跟因此给他起名叫雅各。
The name Jacob literally means heel grabber.
就是抓住脚跟的意思雅各。
You know, there are several ways to knock someone down.To cause someone to fall.
如果你要击倒对方有几个方法
you know, you can punch them in their face.
你可以一拳给打下去
Or you can, while they are not looking, grab their leg and cause them to fall.
或趁他们不注意的时候抓住他脚跟让他跌倒
It represents cunning, almost like deceptive nature of this person.
这是代表一个狡猾的心态
And notice that in Genesis 27,
那么在创世纪二十七章呢
in verse 36,
在三十六节
Esau comments on this quality about Jacob.
那么以扫呢、就看到了这个雅各的这样子的狡猾的心态。
He said, is he not rightly called Jacob? Oh, sorry, verse 36.
第三十六节以扫就这样说他名雅各岂不是正对吗
He has supplanted me these two times.
因为他欺骗了我两次。
He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing.
他从前夺了我长子的名分，你看，他现在又夺了我的福分。
So look at what Jacob Esau is saying.
所以你看看以扫在这里说什么
His name is perfect for him.
啊，他的这个名字啊，很贴切。
He took advantage of me. He tricked me two times.
他已经两次的欺骗了我。
He deceived me when I was hungry. He took advantage of me.
我在饥饿的时候，他就骗了我，把我的长子钱给卖了。
And now he pretended to be me, and he took away my blessing.
现在是冒充是我呢，把我的福分给拿去了。
Now this is what the name Jacob actually meant.
这就是雅各名字的真正的意思。
But do you notice that in chapter 25,
但是注意看25章
the Bible gives us a picture of the spiritual side of Jacob.
圣经却给我们雅各属灵的特征是什么
Look at verse 27.
看看第27节
The Bible says, Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents.
圣经说雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
Now this is very important.
这是重要的。
The word plain in verse 27,
在这里说到的
plain? The word plain, he was a plain man.
哦，这里说到这个为人安静。
It's from a Hebrew word, tam.
是原文希伯来文 ham.
And this word tam is also translated perfect or upright.
那这个原文 tam 呢，也能够翻译成为一个完全的人。
So what the Bible is saying is that Jacob was an upright man，
一个完全正直的人。所以雅各也可以这样说是完全正直的人。
But、that is not the only description，
这不单只是这样形容。
It says he dwelt in tents，
这里也形容到他常住在帐篷里。
Now, this is also a very clue, this is an important clue to the character of Jacob.
这一短短的字眼也让我们看到雅各的性格。
Now, please do not be deceived in thinking that in those days, people did not have homes.
啊，请不要误会了，当时的人没有住家，只有帐篷嘛。
They had homes back then. Yes, they did.
他们当然有住家。
And in the story in Genesis 19, Lot was living in a house inside of Sodom.
因为在这个这个罗德的故事19章，我们看到他是住在索多玛的房子里的。
He started out living in a tent.
他开始是住在帐篷里。
But then when he moved to Sodom, eventually he was living in a house and men were beating down the door to try to get in.
然后来他搬进去的索多玛是住在家里的时候呢，人们尝试打开 打破他的门要闯进去。
If he was still living in a tent, they would just, you know, lift it up and walk right in.
如果当时罗德还住在帐篷，就把它掀开就能够进入帐篷了。
But the Bible does not say that Jacob lived in a house.
但是圣经没有说到雅各是住在家里。
It says that he lived in a tent.
他说他是住在帐篷里。
Why would someone choose to live in a tent when they could live in a house?
一个人要选择不住在家里而住在帐篷里呢？
Jacob understood that this life was only a pilgrimage or a journey.
雅各明白这我们的人生至少是一个旅客，一个客旅。
As had been promised to Abraham and Isaac, he knew that someday God would give them the land in which they dwelt.
就好像上帝所允许他的先父以撒和亚伯拉罕，他们以后要有个应许之地。
But until that time, Jacob knew that he was only a stranger, a pilgrim, a wanderer in this life.
但是直到现在为止，雅各明白他的生命只不过是过客。
You could not find a greater difference between these two characters here in Genesis chapter 25.
所以在创世纪二十五章这里形容到这两兄弟的这个特性啊，就是那么的强烈的对比。
I have to be honest with you.
我也要坦白跟你说。
If these two men were alive today,
如果这两个人今天还活着。
And we asked our single ladies who they would choose.
我们就问这些单身的女郎，你们会选择哪一位？
I am sure that many would pick Esau.
我想你们很多会选择以扫。
I am sure that he was a powerful man.
因为他是强壮有力的。
He could amaze you with stories of the animals that he had caught.
他可以把他这个打猎所得到的猎物的故事精彩的带出。
How he had escaped the jaws of death from a wild beast.
哦，怎么样的从野兽就快把他给吞噬的时候怎样的逃掉。
How he had used his cunning and his wisdom to catch the most difficult prey.
怎么样的用他的这个狡猾并且鹰这个方法呢来抓到这些凶猛的野兽。
He was a man of the world. He had met people and experienced different things.
他是世俗的人，他遇到了许多不同的经历。
He was sophisticated. He was cosmopolitan, we might say.
他今天可以说是一个非常城市化，非常有这个城市IQ 的人。
Jacob,
雅各
very different.
是一个很不同的人。
He liked to stay at home.
他喜欢住在家里。
He liked to be with his mother.
他是住家男人。
In English, we have a saying, he was a mama's boy.
他是妈妈的孩子，宝贝。
And I know that as you looked at these two men,
所以当你看到这两者
The natural human nature would have said, oh, look at Esau.
我们的人的本性就说啊，当然是选择以扫了。
But heaven does not see as man sees.
但人看不是天看的方法。
God does not look on the outward, but he looks on the heart.
所以看的不是我们的外表，是我们的内在。
And as we look at these two young men,
当我们看到这两个年轻人
it evidences today to us even about our own character.
这也向我们很清楚写明我们的本性是怎么样的。
You see, today Esau's are still around.
你看今天以扫还是在我们中间。
They have been born into a spiritual family.
他们出生在一个属灵的家庭。
But they crave the excitement and the exciting things of the world.
但是他们却渴望得到这世俗所有这些能够激起他们的情欲的事。
They are not content to simply remain at home.
他们并不是因为留在家里而感到满足。
But they long to conquer and to experience the exciting, thrilling things of life.
但是他们渴望能够战胜，能够去尝试这些世俗的引诱。
This is the contrast between these two young men.
这就是这两个年轻人的一个对照。
Now in verse 28,
在这个二十八节
we have a very sad commentary on the man Isaac.
关乎到雅各呢，就有一个伤心的记载。
Verse 28 says, And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison.
28节说，以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味。
Now, this is a very strange verse.
这是一个很特别的一个章节。
Isaac and Rebekah both knew what the angel had prophesied before these children were born.
以撒和利百加在还没有把孩子生下来的时候都已经知道天使的预言。
Isaac knew that God intended to make Jacob the progenitor of the Messiah.
以撒已经知道呢，上帝已经选择雅各成为这弥赛亚的这个家谱的延续。
He knew that the spiritual lineage would be carried out through Jacob.
他也清楚的晓得这个属灵的这个弥赛亚的家系这个谱系呢是从雅各而来的。
But Isaac was swayed by the appetites of the flesh.
但是以撒呢，却因为这些野味呢，改变了他原有的意思。
He had been a spiritual man before.
他曾经也是一个属灵的人。
But in his old age, he began to succumb to the temptation of giving in to the desires of the flesh.
但是在年老的时候，却因为肉体的情欲的满足呢，而放下了他的属灵的位置。
Because Esau provided him with yummy food.
因为以扫给他吃这些野味。
Bible says that Isaac loved Esau.
圣经是说以撒。
Now, as I mentioned earlier, the Bible gives us very little information about their childhood.
刚才我说到，圣经没有很清楚地交代他们的童年生活。
But it does give us one small story that gives us a tremendous insight to a crucial moment in both of their lives.
但是借助这里所记载一个小小的故事，让我们看到以后他们的路是要怎样走的。
And it's found in verse 30.
那就是在三十节。
I'm sorry, verse 29.
对不起，是二十九节。
And Jacob saw pottage, and Esau came in from the field and said, to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee. Wait, I can't read this. Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom.
有一天雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，请你把这红汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫以东。
Now, when you read the spirit of prophecy on this particular passage,
预言之灵对于这个章节有这样的描述。
You learn that Esau could have easily gone to one of his father's servants' tents and gotten food from them.
就可以看到以扫呢，很容易的就可以到以撒其中一个仆人的帐篷里得到食物吃。
And instead of doing this,
与其是这样做，
Esau could not get his mind off of this one thing that he was transfixed upon.
以扫呢，却不能够把他现在所看到的红汤的注意力给转移。
And so he said to Jacob,
所以他就跟雅各说，
Give me this.
给我这红汤。
Now Jacob also showed weakness here.
雅各在这里也显示了他的软弱。
You see, God had promised that Jacob would be the recipient of the divine birthright.
我们已经看到了，上帝已经答应这个长子权呢，最后是要转移给雅各的。
But even like Abraham, his grandfather,
但就算是跟他的祖父亚伯拉罕一样。
So often when God promises something,
往往当上帝应许我们某
样东西， instead of waiting in faith,
与其是我们凭着信心等待，
we try to work our own effort to accomplish the promise and the fulfillment.
我们却凭着自己的方法和能力来把这个应许成就在身上。
Abraham did this with Hagar.
亚伯拉罕就在这个娶哈这个夏家的时候这样做了。
Jacob did this with his brother.
雅各却跟他哥哥这一次的交流而做了一个不对的事。
And so he said, sell me thy birthright.
所以他就说，你把长子钱给卖给我呀。
Now, this is a very strange, sale, we might say.
这是一个不平凡的交易，我们可以说不简单的交易。
When you understand what the birthright is,
因为当你了解到什么叫长子权，
To trade this for this was a sale of the most ridiculous proportions.
因为这样的交易呢的这个它的价值和等等所有的层面都是太过荒谬了。
Many years ago, I was in the country of Haiti.
好几年前我在海地这个地方。
And Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
在这个西部海地的地球的西部呢，是其中一个最贫穷的国家。
We were working at an orphanage.
我们在一个孤儿院工作。
Some of these children had been picked up from the street.
有些孩子就是街边给捡回来的。
They were eating out of the piles of garbage that were left on the street.
他们的食物就是从垃圾堆里面找出来的。
And one day in Haiti, I went to buy some souvenirs for my trip. So I went to the mall, to the shopping area.
有一天在海地，我要买一些纪念品，就到了他们的市场。
And there in the market, there were some little items that were handmade.
而有些这些纪念品呢是手工制造。
And so I said to the man, I said, "How much is this little item?"
我就跟这个售货员说要多少钱。
And this is what he said.
他这样对我说。
He said, "How much money do you have?"
他问我你有多少钱。
I thought, "What kind of a question is that?"
我在想你为什么问这个问题呢？
And in the, really, when Jacob asked Esau, he said, "Sell me your birthright."
所以当雅各跟以扫说，把你的长子先给卖给我。
It was like Jacob was trading nothing for everything.
几乎是雅各呢，是把没有任何的这个兑换的价值东西来买回长子钱。
Now, in order to understand this, you have to understand what the birthright was.
当然，你要了解到长子钱有多大的福分在内。
The birthright involved three things that was promised to the recipient.
长子钱呢，领受的人有三个可以得到的东西。
Firstly, the birthright was given to a person who would inherit his father's spiritual or his father's physical wealth.
首先呢，他必然从父亲那边得到这个产业。
If there was two sons,
如果有两个孩子，
one son would get the one son would get one third,
一个儿子会拿到三分之一的产业。
And the recipient of the birthright would get two thirds.
长子呢就会因为长子权得到三分二的产业。
In other words, he always got double of what the other one got.
那就是说会每一次比其他人得到双倍的产业。
So this is one reason why the birthright was desirable.
所以就单看这一点呢，这个长子权就是很有这个吸引力了。
But that's not all.
但是还不止如此。
The birthright was also to give its recipient the leadership of the family in spiritual things.
那在这个领受长子权的人来说，他就是这个家庭的属灵的一个延续的代表。
Now Esau may have wanted the first point is to inherit his father's wealth.
那以扫呢，可能就希望得到他的父亲的产业。
But we are told that Esau had no interest in spiritual things.
但是我们也知道以扫呢，对这个属灵的东西没有兴趣。
He did not care at all about being a spiritual leader. In fact, he did not enjoy the yoke that the law of God brought.
他根本不关心这属灵的这一方面，甚至呢，他也轻看，也不看重这个属灵的长子权。
But the third thing that the birthright gave was the most remarkable.
但是第三个长子权所给予的是最有这个特色的。
The recipient of the birthright would become the ancestor to the Messiah.
就是领受长子权的这个人成为了弥赛亚的这个先祖。
Again, here, Esau had no interest at all.
这一次我们也看到以扫根本没有兴趣。
But Jacob wanted all of these things.
但是雅各愿意承受这所有的福气。
Now, it's very important to notice what Esau says to Jacob when he makes this offer.
我们注意看以扫呢，怎样回答雅各关于这长子权的问题。
After, in verse 31, after Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright."
那么在31节，当雅各说，把你的长子权给卖给我的时候，
Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall there be of this birthright?"
以扫就在32节说，我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？
Now, in verse 32, the margin or the alternate reading for this phrase also says, instead of saying, "I am at the point to die," it also says, "I am going to die."
那么原文呢有说我要死，但原文说我将要死，就好像中文的翻译。
Now this actually was not true.
其实情况不是如此。
You probably know that in order for a person to starve to death, it takes many, many days of not eating.
一个人如果不吃东西而渐渐死去，不是快死，是慢慢的死。
But here again, we see a revelation of the character of Esau.
但是我们再次看到以扫这里的本性品格是怎么样的。
He was a man controlled by passions.
他是受到情欲的控制的人。
And the clamor of appetite.
并且是受到食欲的控制。
He was impatient and could not endure hardship.
他因为冲动呢，就不能够等待。
You know, friends, today there are many Esau's still around.
今天朋友们，我们看到很多的以扫在当中。
Some things can never be done quickly.
有些事情不是立刻就能够达到的。
We live in a society today where if you click a button, you can find almost anything about information.
但是我们活在社会呢，就是一按一个鸟字啊，就能够找到很多的资讯。
It's amazing what technology can do.
现在的科技真的是太过奇妙了。
I was at the airport.
我在机场的时候。
And you probably have seen vending machines before.
我们看到这些售卖机。
When I was young, they only dispensed candy and, you know, drinks, canned chocolate, these kinds of things.
我小时候这些贩卖机是卖一些糖果啦小吃等等。
This vending machine I saw at the airport, it sold iPhones, iPods, iPads. It was, you just put your credit card in and you press the number and then it falls right down and you can take it.
但是在机场所看到的这个贩卖机呢，是卖什么呢？卖这个先进的电话 iPhone, iPod 这些，只要刷卡就行了。
We are in a society today where people don't like to wait. They want it right away.
我们先进的社会，很多人就是没有耐心等待的精神，他们要立刻的得到。
This was the spirit of Esau.
这就是以扫的精神。
But when you look through the Bible,
但是当你看圣经的时候，
impatience always brings disaster.
往往冲动呢，就带给我们极大的败坏的后果。
Because Moses could not wait for God's timing.
因为摩西等不到上帝的时刻。
Moses killed a man.
摩西就杀了一个人。
Abraham could not wait for God's timing.
亚伯拉罕等不到上帝的时刻。
And so he also committed sin in marrying Hagar.
他也因为娶了夏家而犯了罪。
The children of Israel could not wait for Moses.
这些以色列民等不到摩西。
And so they built a golden calf.
他们就造了个金牛犊。
King Saul could not wait for Samuel.
这扫罗王等不到这个撒母耳。
And so he did that which only God's priest could do.
他就做了只有上帝的祭司所能够进行的工作。
Today, Esau's abound.
今天我们看到很多的以扫。
They cannot wait for God to bring them their life partner.
我们等不到上帝及我们人生的伴侣。
And so they go and yoke themselves with unbelievers.
所以他们就带着这个重担呢，去娶了外邦的女子。
They cannot wait for God to bring them the special ministry that He has appointed for them.
他们也等不着上帝所要给予他们的这个圣灵教会的恩赐的工作。
And so they give their talents and energies and strength.To Molech and to the world.
所以他们就把自己的才干自己的天分献给了这世界献给了魔了。
God sometimes requires us to wait for the thing which he has promised.
上帝有时候就要我们耐心的等待让我们能够成就。
But today the Esau's are still looking to gratify their pleasures and desires right now.
但是今天的以扫还是在等待着要图谋利己不能够等待。
And the Bible says that Esau sold it to him.
所以圣经这里就说到以扫把这长子钱给卖了。
In verse 33, Jacob said, Swear to me this day, and he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob.
33节这里就说到雅各说，你今日对我起誓吧。以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给雅各。
Friends, today our message is entitled, Bartering the Birthright.
今天我们的题目就是把长子钱给交易卖出去。
Whether you realize it or not, this verse, it summarizes what is going on among God's people today.
你相信也好，不信也好，这个章节就很贴切地形容到上帝今天的子民。
You see, why did Esau sell his birthright to Jacob?
为什么以扫要把他的长子权给卖掉呢？
You see, Jake Esau was only thinking about this temporal earthly life.
因为以扫所想到、所看到的是这世俗暂时的享受。
He was prioritizing the earthly above the spiritual.
他把这世上的福气呢放在第一位，而属灵放在第二位。
In his mind, this had no importance for him.
在他的心思里，这才是重要的。
And so he sold this to his brother Jacob.
所以他就把这个长子权给卖给了雅各。
Today, people are selling their birthright.
今天很多人也把长子权给卖出去。
God calls every Christian to be a spiritual leader in this world of darkness.
上帝呼召我们在黑暗的世界里成为他的领导者。
We are called to prepare the way for the Messiah to come.
我们也成为要为弥赛亚的到来而呼召出来的人。
But many people today, like Esau, are making this world a priority above spiritual things.
但是有多少上帝的子民却把今生的生活，这今世的荣华富贵成为第一位呢？
To sell the birthright is to place worldly things above spiritual reality.
把长子权给卖掉是代表说把世俗的荣耀放在比属灵的更重要。
You know, today, there are people in this room sitting here right now.
今天坐在我们当中的一些人士。
Within them are innate gifts.
在我们的心中有这个
There are like natural gifts.
在我们的心中，每一个人都有一些啊天分，我们原有的天分。
These gifts could enable them to stand among the great men of the world as witnesses for Jesus.
而本着这些天分呢，他们本来可以成为上帝很有力的一个代表。
Like John the Baptist, they can stand before kings and give a message like no other.
就好像施洗约翰竟然能够在君王面前勇敢地站立，为主而站立。
But we sell our birthright when we use these God-given talents to make a name for ourselves to be great in this world.
但是我们把这长子权给卖掉，因为我们接受我们自己的天分呢，来荣耀自己在这世界的世俗。
Instead of seeking heavenly greatness, we seek for earthly greatness and trying to gratify ourselves.
其实寻找天上的福分，我们却为了自己的私利呢，来寻找这世俗的荣耀。
As I've been here, I have witnessed and listened to the marvelous talent of music that God has given to His people.
我来到这里，看到了上帝给予我们年轻人在音乐和这歌唱里面的天分。
This gift is a gift from God.
这是上帝所给我们的恩赐。
But we are selling our birthright when we use this gift to sing the music of Babylon.
但是当我们把这些歌唱歌曲是来赞美巴比伦的时候，就是把给长子权卖。
It saddens me as I travel around. I notice that many Christians, Seventh-day Adventists, are not singing the music of God.
我感到非常伤心，当我到世界各地看到我们的年轻人不是为了赞美上帝而唱歌。
Many Adventist youth know all of the music of the world, but they don't know God's music.
许多的基督福音的青年人，他们知道世俗的音乐非常的清楚，但是基督的音乐却不知道。
Today the devil is luring young people to sell their birthright.
今天魔鬼一直在引诱年轻人把长子权给卖出。
You know,Today, the devil is using the internet and television as a means of diverting the minds of God's people.
而今天我们看到魔鬼怎样应用这个网际网络，这个电视等等呢，来把我们年轻人的思虑和我们的心思给卖掉。
Here at Aden, I am so glad that they don't have fast internet.
啊，在爱人这个 broadband 网络这个。电脑很慢，速度很慢，我感谢上帝。
Because this opens the floodgates for all kinds of temptation, people spending hours and hours instead of studying the Bible.
因为这个引诱很特等的大，每个人都花很多的时间在这个电脑上，而忘记了读圣经。
In the United States, I conduct evangelistic meetings.
在美国，我举办这个布道会。
And many times I see people sitting in my audience.
而很多时候我看到当中我的会众们。
I am talking about last day events.
我在讲到这个末时的世纪。
And they are browsing the internet on their phone.
他们呢却是把这个电话手机拿出来在看。
You see, we sell our birthright when we place worldly, temporal things above spiritual things.
所以说呢我们把长子权给卖了，因为我们把世俗的荣耀放在比属灵的事情更重要。
Now, I'm sure Esau was thinking something like this.
我想以扫是在这样想的。
Oh, this is just a small thing.
哎呀，这只是一个小事而已啊。
He did not value the little test that was put in his way.
他并没有，他轻看了。 这个上帝所给予他的这个福气。
Have you ever noticed that through the Bible, it was little tests that caused great men to fall?
而往往这小小的一份任务给予我们，你们有没有看到，就是我们跌倒的一个媒介呢
？Esau was overcome by a bowl of soup.
以扫竟然为了一碗红汤而跌倒了。
Samson was overcome by a beautiful girl.
而申孙也为了一个美丽的女子而背叛了上帝。
Noah was overcome by alcohol.
挪亚却因为喝酒的习惯而跌倒了。
We could go through all of the Bible to see that sometimes these little tests, when failed, lead to terrible results.
往往我们看到圣经里面这些人物，上帝所给予的一个小小任务，他们失败了，就造成极大的伤害。
I believe that when Jesus comes,
我相信当耶稣来的时候
，many many people will mourn and weep like Esau did after he lost the blessing.
有许许多多人会好像以扫这样，当他失去了长子人，才来痛哭流泪。
But they cannot change it because they have sold their spiritual birthright.
但是他们改变不了事实，因为已经把长子权给卖了。
Their characters have been formed.
他们的品格已经塑造。
They have made their choice.
他们已经做了选择。
And their destiny is sealed.
他们的这个前程已经定了。
Today, we have hope.
今天我们有希望。
God speaks to us.
上帝向我们说话。
I want to tell you two stories.
我要跟你们讲两个故事。
I hope will encourage you in your spiritual walk.
我希望借着故事能够鼓励你的属灵的生活。
Several years ago, I was conducting some evangelistic meetings.
几年前我在一个布道会上。
And as I was not the beginning, it was the middle of the sermon I was preaching.
在我讲到的半途中。
And the door to the hall opened.
这个门，大门打开。
And a young lady walked in.
一个年轻的女子走进来。
Now, this young lady was very, very beautiful.
这个年轻的女子非常的美貌。
And I think she knew that.
她也知道自己漂亮。
She was wearing tight, tight jeans.
哦，她穿了紧身的牛仔裤
，high heels，
高跟鞋。
She had on a short shirt. It didn't cover her belly. She had a short shirt.
她的上衣呢是可以露出肚脐的。
And she carried this bright yellow handbag.
那么她就提着一个非常鲜艳黄色的手提包。
Now when someone comes in late, you think that they would just be, you know, quiet and sit in the back.
因为往往如果人家迟到，他们都会坐在后面。
But not this girl.
但这个女孩不一样。
Now when she opened the door, everybody looked at her.
当她打开大门，每个人就往她身上看。
And she walked down the middle of the aisle.
她就走到这个中间。
And then she sat exactly in the middle of the auditorium.
就坐在中央的地方坐下来。
So I was kind of distracted from my preaching. I was thinking.
当我在台上呢，也有一点的受到影响了。
And then her boyfriend came in.
然后她的男朋友走进来。
And her boyfriend was very interesting to look at.
看看男朋友是很有趣。
He had a tattoo on his forehead.
他还在前额呢有这个纹身。
And he had short sleeves on. One of his arms was all tattooed.
然后因为穿短袖衣呢，所以他其实的手背也有纹身。
And he did not look like he wanted to be in my meetings.
其实看起来他不想进来听。
But he sat down next to her.
但是他也坐下他女朋友旁边。
And that was the first night that they came.
这是他们第一次来。
She only came back the second night.
那么他第二晚这位女孩子回到来。
And then she came back a third night.
然后第三晚他自己又来。
Now, she didn't come from the beginning of the seminar. She only came from maybe like after the first week of subjects, that was when she started coming. She didn't catch the beginning of the seminar.
开始第一个礼拜她没有出现，是在一个礼拜之后她才开始来的。
But she finished the subjects to the end.
但是她继续的呢，完成了接下来的一系列的讲道。
And then what I do is I always go and visit all of these people that finish because I want to know if they're going to keep the Sabbath and become an Adventist.
那么之后呢，我都会照往常的习惯去拜访这些已经完成并且每一晚出席的人，我又要知道他们要守安息日吗？
And humanly speaking, you know, we have to make a judgment about people. This person is a good interest, this is not. Let's go to him first because he's a good interest. And then if we have time, we'll go see her because she's not as strong of an interest.
在我们人的本性就会用这个判断力说，这个是A的B的这个这样的情况，这个是比较有机会性质的，所以我们就用这样的方法来把他们给排出来。
So the pastor and I, we visited six people. And then we made her last.
那么我们呢就排了六个呢，把她放在最后的。
And when we went, her boyfriend was sitting in front of the TV.
我们到她家的时候，她的男朋友坐在电视机前。
You know, most people, when the pastor comes, you know, will get up and say hello and we'll ask you to sit down. He didn't even acknowledge that we were there.
通常啊，我们来拜访，他们都礼貌地说请坐啊，你好。但是男朋友都不睬我们。
And the young lady was in the other room. She was getting ready for work, and she was doing all these things. So she actually never even sat down to talk with us, and we were trying to talk with her boyfriend.
而这年轻女孩呢，正好是要可能是忙着要上班，她根本都没有跟我们坐下来谈。我们其实跟她男朋友在谈。
But we talked with her enough to learn something very amazing.
但是呢，在短短的交谈中，就发现到了一些很奇妙的事。
Not her parents, but her grandparents were Seventh-day Adventists.
他们的不是他的父母，他的这个祖父母是基督复临安息日的会友。
This girl had never been to an Adventist church.
但是这个女孩从来没有到我们的教堂去。
And now she was coming to our seminar.
现在来到我们的聚会。
And she was with this boyfriend who is not even a believer in God.
而这个男朋友根本就是一个非信徒。
And we didn't know what to do because she was interested. She says, yes, I want to be baptized.
她说，是啊，我要受洗，但是我们也不知道这样的决定对吗？
But she hadn't heard everything and she still looked the same, you know.
但是呢，她的穿着还是一样的。
And the other problem was she was living with her boyfriend, and as you know, the Bible condemns this type of lifestyle.
另外一个问题是她跟她男朋友同居，那圣经是不允许这样的生活方式。
So I was disappointed because at the end of our seminar, we could not baptize her.
所以我在这个讲布道会结束之后，不能让她受洗，感到有点失望。
But God was working in this young lady's life.
但是上帝竟然在这女孩的身上工作。
The pastor continued to have Bible studies with her.
牧师继续与她有圣经查经班。
And one day, she left her boyfriend and moved out of the house.
有一天，她就离开了她男朋友，搬出来。
You know, she was the only one working, so I don't know what he was going to do once she left.
她是好像只有她在工作，所以她离开了男朋友。 不知道要怎么办才好。
But she left him and she moved back with her grandparents.
她搬出来呢，回去跟她的祖父母住。
And then she got baptized.
然后她受洗。
But that wasn't the end of the story.
但这不是故事的结束。
That young lady enrolled in our Adventist college.
这年轻女孩后来就到了我们的本会的大学念书。
She was working as a waitress before.
当时呢，她曾经做过这个女招待。
But she enrolled in our Adventist college and became a nurse.
但是她报读了成为一个护士的课程。
You see, friends, God reclaimed someone that had sold their spiritual birthright.
是的，上帝能够赎回那些已经把长子权给卖掉的人。
This happens all over the world.
这是在世界各地所发生的事情。
People are living in sin and they enjoy it. They don't even know what they are losing out on.
我们人呢，在这最终之的沉沦，不知道自己失去了什么。
But God is calling us to a spiritual heritage that is noble and is elevating.
但是上帝却呼召我们回到这个属灵的产业，一个至上高贵的产业来得回。
Now this afternoon,
今天中午时分,
I believe that in this room today, right now,
我相信在我们当中,
there are some of you that, like Esau, have not made spiritual things a priority.
有些人呢，就好像以扫，没有把属灵的事情放在首位。
Do you know that one of the conditions of the birthright was that they could not marry someone outside of their faith?
你知道吗？其中一个长子权的这个要求就是他们不能够跟一个非信徒结婚。And
you see, friends, we forfeit the spiritual birthright when we disobey God's conditions that He has set forth.
是的，朋友们，当我们违背了上帝的旨意， 所给予我们所要遵守的条例的时候，就把这长子权给这样子放弃了。
Now there are some of you in here today.
也许我们当中
，perhaps unbeknownst to you, you have forfeited your spiritual birthright.
可能在你不知道的情况之下，把长子权给放掉了。
You have sold it cheaply for worldly pleasure and satisfaction.
因为你为了世界的这些世俗的享受而把它给卖掉了。
It may be in the form of an unbeliever.
可能是跟一个不信的人结婚。
It may be in the form of a job that only serves to give you money, but is destroying your spiritual values.
或者是在一份你所做工的职业上，但是得到了金钱，却卖掉了你的属灵的生活。
There may be internet websites or things on your computer for which you have sold your spiritual birthright.
也许在你的电脑里面。有一些是属于败坏事情的东西，而把长子权给卖掉。
But God is asking us today to awaken to our spiritual sensibility.
但是上帝今天呼召我们醒起来，使我们回到属灵的。
And today God's Spirit is pleading with you to make it a priority about spiritual things.
上帝也在恳求我们把这些属灵的事放在第一位。
It would mean that you would have to say no and break off a relationship.
这可能要你放弃一个不良的关系。
It may mean that you would have to change your job.
这可能要你放掉现在的工作。
It may mean that you would have to delete things and ask God to cleanse and purify your taste and your desire.
这可能是要祈求上帝把你的食欲和你的这个情欲改变。
Now please listen carefully because this is not for everyone.
听清楚，这并不是给每一个人的警告。
There are some of you here right now that God is saying you need to make.Your spiritual birthright a priority.
有些人当中，上帝在告诉你，你要把你属灵的长子权放在第一位。
And I don't know who you are.
我当然不知道你是谁。
But I am asking that today, on this Sabbath day.
但是我要求你今天在这安息日里头。
If you want to say Jesus.
如果你要说耶稣啊。
I don't want to be like Esau.
我不要再像以扫一样。
I don't want to be satisfied with earthly things and despise the heavenly things.
我不要只是单满足于这世上的荣华富贵而忘记了属灵的事。
I don't want to barter the birthright.
我不要把这给长子权给卖了。
If that's your heart's desire this afternoon,
如果今天中午时分，这是你的心愿。
And you are committed in your mind that after this meeting, perhaps as soon as you get back, you will make some hard changes in your life to make spiritual things a priority.
立志说，在这个营会之后，回到家里的时候，你要做一个非常重要的抉择。
I'm wondering if there is even just one person that wants to stand and say, Jesus, today.I make my birthright a priority for you.
有没有任何其中甚至一个人说，主啊，我要今天就把我长子权放在第一位。
We have one that has stood.
我们后面有一个人。
Maybe there are others today.
也许不是每一个人。
Now listen, this is not for everybody. This is not a general invitation.
这并不是一个普遍性的一个邀请。
Only if you are willing to say to Jesus today, Lord, I make my birthright a priority.
只有当你愿意跟耶稣说，主啊，今天我要把我的长子权放在第一位。
And you are willing to follow through on this decision.
并且你愿意继续走这个决定的路。
I want you to let Jesus know and indicate that decision by standing to your feet where you are right now.
我愿意让耶稣看到你的立志，并且从你的座位站起来。
It's not for me.
这并不是为了我。
God often invites after we hear a message on truth to make a decision about the things that we have learned. God bless these young ladies right here and another young lady right here.
往往就是借着我们所听到的真理，让我们立志委身。
Now we are going to pray.
我们要祷告了。
But before we pray, maybe there is just one other soul here today that wants to say Jesus.
但是在祷告之前，如果还有一个人愿意这样跟耶稣说。
By your power,
借助你的能力
I want to make these spiritual birthright a priority in my life.
我要把这个属灵的长子权放在人生的第一位
Forget about what other people might think.
不要想人怎么样想
If God is speaking to you through His word today,
如果上帝的话向你说话
and you are ready to make a commitment for Him,
今天立志委身
Before we close this afternoon, I want you to just say, Jesus, I stand for you and truth today.
我要你站起来跟耶稣说，主啊，我要这样的委身。
You know, I see some elderly standing. Praise God for that.
我也看到我们的长者站立，我要感谢
上帝。It is never too late to make a commitment to follow Jesus fully.
决定跟从耶稣是不会太迟的。
Now, for those of you that are sitting, don't just sit there and look around.
我们坐下来的不要只是单着坐着
看。You should be praying for those around you.
要为那些站起来的人祷告。
There are some people that are struggling with things that we cannot even imagine.
因为有些站起来，他们甚至所承受的是我们难以想象的。
Temptations and sins that we have no idea.
一个他们所承受的是罪恶的感觉，是我们难以想象的。
We should be praying for those that are wrestling with what God is asking them to do.
他们现在的挣扎。上帝在呼召他们，我们为他们祷告。
For those of you that are standing here this Sabbath day,
我们看到这一班站起来的人。
After this meeting is over,
这场聚会之后
，I want you to go back into the privacy of your room.
我要你回到你自己的房间。
Maybe go for a walk somewhere,
或者到这个大自然。
And speak to Jesus about what it is that you need to do in your life.
然后跟耶稣亲自说你的人生要怎么样的继续。
God is calling us today.
上帝今天在呼召我们。
As you are standing, I also am standing.
你站着，我也站着。
I do not preach this message because I am without sin.
我不是因为我没有罪才做这个正道。
Before we pray, is there anyone else that wants to say, Jesus, by your power, I will make spiritual things the priority in my life?
所以在我们还没有祷告之前，还有没有任何人愿意这样的立志委身说，耶稣，我愿意把这属灵的长子权作为我人生的第一。
God bless each one that has standing right now.
感谢上帝赐福我们这一班站起来的。
As we close this afternoon,
今天中午我们结束的时候，
I want to invite our whole congregation to stand.
我们也要再邀请所有的人站起来。
Please bow your heads with me as we pray.
我们一起低头做个祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
The life of Jacob and Esau are presented before us today.
今天你向我们显明的雅各和以扫的生活。
One is bent on pleasing himself and enjoying this world.
一个倾向于享受世界的荣华富贵和利己的心。
The other yearning for spiritual things and spiritual truths.
一个却渴望能得到属灵的东西，属灵的真理。
Father, give us this burden for our spiritual birthright.
父啊，愿您在我们的心中负起这样的一个重担，使我们有这个重担愿意承受属灵的长子。
For those that have stood here today,
今天站着的人，
My prayer is that you would give them the power to make the changes necessary to free themselves from the bonds of Satan.
我的祷告就是您能够从他们的身上得到这个大能圣灵的力量，使他们从魔鬼的捆绑中脱离。
Call all of us standing here today, call us higher and closer to Jesus.
愿我们所有站起来的人都能够越来越与主亲近。
For my own heart, Lord, I ask for a clean heart today.
我记着我自己的祷告，内心这样的呼求。
We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray.
因为我是乃奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.